You're listening to Sounds Good. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined us in the studios this morning, along with Shirley Johnson of Twilight Theater Productions. She's going to tell us about Dueling Chefs, something that sounds like it might be right up my alley, Shirley. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
The Food Channel is an addiction for some of us, and what you're doing is right up that alley for sure.
Well, absolutely. This is our seventh year, so we're absolutely having a wonderful time planning it again. And if Tracy likes to eat food, as he says he does,
oh, I certainly do.
Because there'll be two different cuisines, Tracy. We've done that before, offering two different ones, Kate, simply because the variety is wonderful. And they are full meals on each one that are prepared for you as you absolutely sit there and watch. You're free to get up and talk to the chefs. At any rate, it is our seventh year, as I said, and you'll be seated at a table that you can call me by for your reservations by the 10th. Dueling Chefs is a one night only this year because our chefs, our professional chefs, can't tell you their names yet. It's not that it's a big secret, but we're waiting for them to clear their schedule so that they have time for us on April the 12th. We start at 6 o'clock. If you can't get there right in time after work, just come along anyway, as long as you have a reservation with me by the 10th. And I think that'd be a good spot to at least once to mention the phone number, which is 270-436-2399, and we will put you on the list. You have your own table. It'll be reserved. And let's see, what else do I need to tell you, Kate?
Well, let's paint a picture. You're in the room, and these chefs are, they will have prepared one labor-intensive dish, but then how many courses are you looking at?
And it'll be a full course for each cuisine.
All right.
So we're talking two entrees. Six vegetables, maybe, I don't know, that's a guess. Dessert, the whole works. We have complimentary wine for those who want it, or the beverage of your own choice. And you have your own seat. You're never very far from where the chefs are cooking. Everything is there, all of the veggies, all of the meat, chicken, whatever. I'm trying to remember what we did last year. And I think maybe it was Southeast Asian and maybe Kentucky Southern, I'm not sure. But it's a total difference anyway, look at it. One year we had Thai food along with Mexican, South American, whatever the difference can be, so that you do have a distinct difference between the two meals.
Is there real competition or is...
Well, we like to think there is.
But it is. It does not result in voting or...
No. Well, we could playfully ask if you wanted to tell.
I'm thinking chopped here.
Yeah. Of course.
Dueling, well, chopped.
Yes, of course. Well, there was one time when they each brought their own swords.
Excellent.
Yeah, I don't know if they have them or I can convince them to do that this time. But that it's always fun. And I play a trick on them every year, too. And that is that I tell them they have to have put in whatever I bring that's a mysterious ingredient. No matter what it is, they have to work it into their cuisine.
Oh, it's the Iron Chef twist of fate.
See, I don't know about those because I don't watch those programs. I mean, I'd rather be inventive about ours, you know.
Well, let me establish that you have been doing something fun at Kinlake State Resort Park for a long time.
Off and on since the last, let's see, what would that be? That was, I must have been six or seven at the time. This is our 47th year.
47 years of theatrical productions, one way or the other. The cooking itself is the theater for the Dueling Chefs Night on April 12th at 6.
That's right. This is, I think, our seventh one.
Yeah. And then you have summer coming up already.
That's the main stage production, yes.
Well, tell us about what we're looking forward to this summer. I understand it's world premieres again.
Yes. I believe we've been doing this for 4 years. Giving young playwrights well-written that their plays are and giving them an opportunity to have a live performance and see their work being done rather than looking at it on paper. And this will be, as I say, I think this is the fourth year. On top of that, this is a young playwright out of New York City. There'll be 3 one-acts, which we've already cast except one role. We are looking for one woman, which I hope we'll have in the next couple of days. We are a professional, nonprofit, 501c3 company, as you know, Cage. We operate in a professional manner. We have contracts. And those plays, one takes place in Kentucky, one takes place in New York, and the third one can take place anywhere.
I'm assuming that your relationship with the playwrights comes out of your long friendship with our Radio City Music Hall star.
Our Radio City Music star, the main Santa, along with the Rockettes, Charles Edward Hall, you bet. He directs the summer production, comes down from New York to do that. He is the artistic director and, of course, longtime friend and a partner in the business.
Now, I understand that he also has a book coming out this year.
Oh, goodness. You're going to have to get him on air when he comes down in June. Yes, he does. In fact, you can look up, you can even actually order it at Amazon at the moment, although you won't get the copy yet because it won't be published in the two different forms until, I believe it's October the 29th. And it's called Santa Is Real. And most of us believe.
Now, how did you and Charles get a friendship growing? When did that friendship
begin?
Well,
he's been with Twilight all along. We used to call it University Players, my late husband and I. That's Robert E., as you know. University Players. Then University Players turned into... Oh, good. Twilight Cabaret, and now it's not that we don't do cabaret or can't do cabaret again. We haven't done it for a while. We've been off on this premieres with new work being performed, and so we dropped the cabaret when you have to continue your title with the government. So we now are known as Twilight Theater Productions.
Now, You've been nurturing young talent for years and years. Recall some of your alums.
Well, we have another Santa. And I'm not sure where he'll be. He works the ones out in the pony shows, the dog and pony shows, with Radio City. He's been in the Nashville Santa for, and that's Scott Willis. Right offhand, the list is increasing all of the time. But the ones that we have nurtured, besides those two, then there is Barbara Fulton, who was with the state of New Jersey in the arts for 27 years. I wish you'd said something to me earlier. I could have probably gotten my brain worked. It doesn't work too well before noon.
Join the crowd.
Well, when you're in the business that we're all in, this is what happens. Because we work days and nights and hate to get up in the morning, you know that old song. But Charles, in answer to the question, he was, and always known here as Charlie, incidentally, of course. 18, he came to us from Frankfort, Kentucky native. And he's been with us ever since.
What a life, huh?
I know. It's absolutely wonderful. Don't tell anybody, but being in the arts is just an absolutely wonderful life, you know.
Well, you've not only been in the arts, but you've promoted the arts in the region for all these many years. And you've really worked hard at this.
Well, but it doesn't seem that way. When you're doing what you want to do, it doesn't seem that way. And you don't watch the clock. You just continue to do it. There's nothing like being creative.
Are you still playing piano for the productions?
Occasionally.
Which means most nights.
When needed. Yeah, when needed.
Well, that's terrific.
A couple of years ago, we didn't want to pay the money for a 12-line role, so I played that in the show, too.
Sure.
Well, I started out as a performer, Kate. I just as soon do that. Nobody ever told me I was going to have to run a company. So here we are.
Well, excellent. Again, we're speaking with Shirley T. Johnson, who is the person to speak with about Twilight Theater Productions program coming up April 12th at 6 p.m. at Kinlake State Resort Park. It's two Kentucky dueling chefs, and you can call Shirley at 270-436-2399 for reservations and for more of the inside information.
Absolutely. I'll know who the chefs are in a day or two, incidentally.
Great. Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to talk with you, as always, Kate. Thank you.